Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I am always so overjoyed to be able to open the Word of God and to daily just take of what God has for me. And I'm praying that these podcasts are inspiring that in you. That's the desire, that's the reason that I do these. I just want to inspire people to learn about this wonderful Creator God who loves us and cares for us, who gave His Son Jesus as a sacrifice for our sins, so that we can live with Him forever. I pray you're being blessed, and we know that we can do this. We can go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our studies, and that He will bless us with the knowledge of His Word and the implementation of it. Let's pray today. Heavenly Father, we again thank You for Your presence. We thank You for Your goodness to us, for Your provision to us, for Your Word. And today we don't take it for granted, Lord. We want to learn from You and ask You by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing to You. It's our joy, it's our desire, Lord, to be able to come to You and talk to You in prayer and then listen to what You have to say to us through Your Word. We come to all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Speak You Not Unto Me. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verse 10. John the Apostle wrote how Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged Him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on His head. And they put on Him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote Him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I bring Him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in Him. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw Him, they cried out, saying, Crucify Him, crucify Him. Pilate said unto them, Take you Him and crucify Him, for I find no fault in Him. The Jews answered Him, We have a law, and by our law He ought to die, because He made Himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall and said unto Jesus, Who are you? But Jesus gave him no answer. And in chapter 19 and verse 10 of his book, John shared how Pilate asked Jesus, Speak you not unto me? Where we read, Then said Pilate unto him, Speak you not unto me? Know you not that I have power to crucify you and have power to release you? The verse reads, Then said Pilate unto him, Speak you not unto me? John began with the words, Then said Pilate unto him, which means at that time, uttered, declared, proclaimed, and asked Pilate, whose name means armed with the spear, and was the sixth Roman procurator of Judah and Samaria, who ordered Jesus to be crucified, Speak you not unto me, or do you, Jesus, not respond or reply to me, Pilate? John shared how Pilate asked Jesus whether he was going to respond to his request or his question. The verse continues, Know you not that I have power to crucify you and have power to release you? John added the words, Know you not, or do you, Jesus, not understand, perceive, and discern that I have power, which means that I, Pilate, own, possess, and hold the physical and mental ability and strength to crucify you, or to palisade, drive down with stakes, and impale you, Jesus, on a cross. And have power, which means and own, possess, and hold the physical and mental ability and strength to release you, or to dismiss, set free, and bid you to depart, Jesus. John shared how Pilate asked Jesus whether he understood that he possessed the ability to crucify him or set him free. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Pilate did not understand why Jesus did not respond to his question, because he possessed the ability to have Jesus crucified or released. God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for the sins of mankind. And even though Pilate believed himself to have the ability to crucify him or release him, God was the only one who made that decision. The salvation of mankind was in the balance. And when Jesus died on the cross, every person who surrenders their life to him will be forgiven of their sins and inherit everlasting life with God. Those who are wise will understand where the real power lies and yield themselves to Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. Next time, John shares how Jesus told Pilate, "You could have not power at all against me, except it were given you from above." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.